get you set for the big dance. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Your home for NCAA basketball is 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE.
Sunshine, 53 degrees. Good morning, it's 8:43.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Glad to have with us Ed Rafke, American Legion Post 5 commander, because we've got some big doings taking place at the post and some tasty doings tomorrow.
Yeah, tasty is right. Ed, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing just great. The guys are kind of fading out on me here.
Well, we'll try not to.
There we go.
We'll try to unfade, Ed. Unfade. Well, let's talk about...
Like Chuck said, I hope it's a big doing.
Yeah, well, we've got to open to the public at American Legion Post 5, 2921 West 12th tomorrow, and it's a big pancake fundraiser. Tell us about it, Ed.
Well, in case you don't know, that's across from the buses out there. You see all the school district buses, that's where 2921 West 12th Avenue is, so we'd love to see you out there. The pancake, biscuit and gravy, and cinnamon rolls for the first 200 until we run out, and eggs. So we're probably going to break the bank on this at $5 a head. I don't know if we're going to make any money on this, but we're certainly hoping to get a few people in the building. It's something that we've been wanting to try. We've got several items we'd like to improve in the Legion kitchen. It has not been updated since 1999. I know a couple of first things on my list, but I'm only one of the members, is replacing our garbage disposal and our dishwasher because they quit working and they couldn't afford to replace them back in the day, so when they quit working, they just shanked them offline. So that's a couple things we'd like to get going. And then we have everything needs an update. You can imagine after 25 years that it's needing an update.
Understood. It's not a quote-unquote sexy stuff, but it's pretty vital here, the way it sounds here for the American Legion, especially as your community calendar seems to be filling up.
Yes, we have lots of activities coming up in the next few months. We're hosting a district meeting here in a couple weeks. We are, since they split up the big 4th district in half, we now reach from Overbrook to Yates Center over to Hillsboro, and that's a downsize of what it used to be. And we're hosting that event there, and it just makes the kitchen a lot more functional, a lot more user-friendly, and that way you don't have to be a professional cook, although we do have a professional cook out there now, Tom Mead, who is a member. And he and his wife, Sherry, helping us tremendously on that, so they're going to be spearheading this. So we have somebody who's actually been in the business and knows what they're doing to help us on that.
Well, we wanted to let people know the public is invited to this big pancake fundraiser, American Legion Post 5, 2921 West 12th. When will you be serving, Ed?
We're going to be starting at 7 a.m., and we're going to go to 10 a.m. for certain, and if the crowd is still there, we will serve longer than that. And this is an outreach to all the veterans who may have become inactive or have dropped their membership for some reason or have not joined. But we'd love to see them get involved. And I know you've probably heard this before, but you can hate warrior, but don't hate the warrior. Please show up and support us. The pancakes are going to be great. I know that Tom and Jerry will do a wonderful job of spearheading this, and support us. Come help us.
Ed, we mentioned here about the community calendar, but really, how busy has the Legion Post 5 been, whether it's for, you know, things like your normal meetings, Project Atlas, bingo, and some of the other things that are cooking right now?
Well, you know, I was 33 years down there at the city taking care of facilities, and I haven't set up my cot out the Legion, but I've seemed to get back into that routine of being out there multiple hours. We have one of our big drives. One of our big drives right now is the Wall of Hills is coming to Emporia on August 14th through the 17th. That's a I've got co-chairs of Rochelle Burke and Clay Childs, our past commander. The colonel definitely knows how to drive the ship there, and even though I have to work with a couple Air Force vets, it's okay. But the situation is that, yeah, we just seem to turn the corner on one event, and we have another one coming down the road. But it's all, I think, for the betterment of the community.
It really is, and you're in the fundraising mode for the Wall That Heals, and you do have a that event, as you mentioned, Ed, August 14th through the 17th, coming to Emporia. But you do have, I think, what, a Vietnam Veteran Recognition Day event happening here soon?
Absolutely. Thank you for touching on that. Yes, March 29th from noon to 5. We would love the community to stop through. There'll be snacks and drinks, and there'll be various Vietnam veterans speaking, the ones that are able and willing to speak of their experiences in Vietnam from the beginning of the war to the end of the war. And we're trying to cover all branches and all aspects of it, whether it be the B-52 pilots or whether it be the ground troops or the Navy offshore or the Navy up the river or the Army ground pounders that carried the bulk of the load.
Ed Rathke again joining us with the American Legion Post 5 having a huge breakfast fundraiser. Pancakes, biscuits and gravy, sausage, yeah. Eggs, cinnamon rolls are part of this as well. Ed, getting back to the work at hand here for the kitchen, do you have a price tag on how much this is going to cost, and do you have a timetable for fundraising / the renovating that's going to be ahead?
To put it in simple terms, I'm clueless. That'd be a no. I know that it's expensive. We're going to do what we can to. We want new equipment. Some of it may not be realistic. You're talking thousands of dollars just for a new convection oven. Hopefully, we can find some alternatives, because if you look at them online, they're. Something like we have right now to replace is like $7,000. So I do have a little bit of a feeling for it, but it's just that's where I think I can rely on Tom Meade to kind of give me a directions here or there. It was nice when we still had Muckenthalers in town because they were always so willing to help us with prices and stuff. But, you know, it's I've been a member of the Legion. It'll be 49 years this year, and I was not active until about 6 years ago, and that's what I guess I'm trying to get out to these other people who may be thinking about joining or have not been active. We don't need you to be out there every day or every week, but your membership is the single biggest advocate of veterans' rights or veterans' benefits through the Congress and the Senate. They look at our numbers, and if you receive a veteran's benefit, remember us. We're speaking for your benefits when we are at the Congress and Senate. And the equipment, we want to get it so it's user-friendly. That's the bottom line. I don't have a good price on everything because there is just so much of it that if I put a pencil to it, it'd probably scare everybody off.
Understood.
All right, so the big pancake fundraiser, that's pancakes, biscuits, gravy, eggs, cinnamon rolls, coffee, orange juice, and
cinnamon rolls while they last.
Yeah, $5 suggested donation. They'll be serving starting at 7. So that dine-in event, Ed, basically?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely on real plates, and so on. That's not true. We're having disposable plates and disposable plasticware for this event. But that's one of the things, and I've learned things, like if you don't wash your dishes regularly, like the porcelain ones we do have in our stock, they become more brittle, and I was not aware of that. So
you're learning all kinds of stuff, aren't you?
Well, I thought I knew it all when I was down the city.
All right. Well, hopefully, Ed, we have a big turnout tomorrow.
I certainly hope so. I hope the community doesn't get tired of going to Pancake, because we sure would love to see you there.
All right. Hey, thanks, Ed. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Ron, so very, very much.
All right. Ed Rathke, he is the Post 5 commander, the big Pancake fundraiser tomorrow, 7 until 10, Chuck.
Oh, yeah. And, again, this is a huge deal, so...